As Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, TX lawsuit attempts to disenfranchise millions of voters. By Hannah Blow on December 10, 2020. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, D, an outspoken critic of President Donald Trump and his supporters, soured at the prospect of her state supporting Texas's lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, asserting the suit is part of an attempt to disenfranchise millions of voters. Oz's election officials put on a safe and secure election. Since then, we've defended it from 8 baseless lawsuits seeking to overturn the voters' will. Hobbs, who once referred to Trump's base as neo-Nazis, said. It's truly sad that AG Brnovich has chosen to add Oz's name to an attempt to disenfranchise millions of voters in other states, she added. Her message followed a statement from Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. R. Regarding mounting inquiries on whether Arizona will participate in the Texas v. Pennsylvania lawsuit. He said. Today we filed a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court in Texas v. Pennsylvania. It's important that everyone has faith in the system and the results of the election. The rule of law is about consistency and certainty. I believe Arizona wasn't named in this lawsuit because our office successfully prevented many of the same troubling and last-minute changes to our state's election integrity laws. Our legal filing ensures Arizona's interests are protected, and I look forward to the Supreme Court addressing these national election concerns. 17 states filed an amicus brief Wednesday supporting Texas's lawsuit targeting the 4 key battleground states. Such states include Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. The Lone Star State filed the suit, which Trump referred to as the big one, on Monday, contending the states in question violated the Elector's Clause of the Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislatures, as Breitbart News reported. Hobbs has a history of publicly expressing disdain for both the president and his supporters, once resurrecting Hillary Clinton's infamous description and assessing that there is so much deplorable at Trump rallies. Following the Charlottesville riots of 2017, Hobbs concluded that Trump was on the side of the freaking Nazis.